What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that is ready to crip walk its way all across that green, green grass. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, you may have picked up on that opening salvo.
Yeah, what's that? Are you trying to strike a chord or something?
I mean, pussy.
Oh, well, that's not...
That's my favorite part of the song. So that is just a little reference to the Super Bowl that happened last Sunday.
We talked about that, right?
Yeah,
right,
I want to get right into it, Andy. We talked about Kendrick and the Grammys.
Can I just say, first of all, how much I am loving the fact that you're all into Kendrick now.
I mean, I
like. I know you liked him like in the bits that you'd heard, but now you're pursuing
the
more.
Respect levels have just gone through the roof for that.
Hell yeah!
For that level of. That amount of haterade that he's just pouring all over. Well, I don't like.
That's where the analogy is.
Just he's serving it up to everybody else. Here, you have a glass. Like,
isn't it mad how, like Drake was, like, the biggest, rapper.
I never got
on the
it,
planet.
To be honest.
A couple of one or two albums. Actually, one in particular I really liked. And then a few singles I did like.
I mean, Hotline Bling, I knew.
Hotline Bling. The Scorpion album, yeah, that was.
But like people were talking to me about this guy, I'm like, I don't get it. Like,
see, the thing is, like, I was talking to someone who I used to work with. Right, her name is Jasmine. Her dad is DJ Jazzy J, co-founder of Def Jam Records or something like that.
Huh?
Is it Def Jam? Yeah, yeah.
In America.
Yeah.
What?
She's some like classically trained oboist. Anyway, she was telling me all about Drake used to be. I know. She was telling me that Drake used to be on this kids show or whatever, like
Degrassi.
No. I don't know, something. But she's basically just saying like how I can't take him seriously now because I just see him as that little kid from whatever. But like it seems like now it's like, is this the great? I mean, it is in terms of like repercussions. Like he was the guy, and now he's like seen as like damaged goods now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was Degrassi.
What is?
That's the show, Degrassi.
Oh, Degrassi,
like Junior
okay.
High or whatever like that, yeah.
And it's like, he's like damaged goods now. And not only that, like Kendrick's winning Grammys for this song.
Winning Grammys, like, had an incredible performance at the Super Bowl. Like, the look down the camera.
Hey, Drake.
Yeah, say Drake.
Yeah.
And like the, like, Michael Jackson Thriller, like, ha, you know, like, it's like. No, Bugs Bunny.
Just the little like, sort of walks with the hands on the hips. Like, you know, it's like, it was. And I've seen it get a lot of, it was mixed, like, whereas basically.
It's mixed.
People who don't really listen to rap didn't like it. And people who do, did.
White conservatives did not like it. Or what?
This isn't Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. It's like, or like they were like, no white dancers in it. Like, and whatever that's going over in the States. I don't, like, you're probably not keeping up with it. But like
minimal.
The DEI, like diversity, equality, inclusive and stuff, that's been gutted in the States since Musk has got in there.
Is that since all those planes kept crashing last week?
Well, no, that was part of it. Yeah, and they were like, oh, they fired like a bunch of like
female pilots
and air traffic controllers and all this stuff. There's that. There's everything, basically. They're gutting the whole thing.
Is there any proof that it was their fault? Like, it's just like, no. There was a woman on the team? Right, we'll cut her and then we'll figure out what happened.
100%. Like, they're just...
What?
Anyway, and like somebody was like, I can't believe there's like no white dancers. Somebody like, oh, so you wanted some diversity.
Yeah.
You know, like... It's just,
as a medicine taste.
This is a broken country.
It's yours.
It's such a broken country. But like, you know, I love... Just to like bring it back to him... Like, he's won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's incredibly intelligent. He uses this spotlight to, like... That song is about black culture and how he felt, like... First of all, like, he ripped Drake to shreds.
Yeah.
But he ripped him to shreds for being, like, fake.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah.
And to do that on the biggest stage while, like, Trump...
Yeah,
is just there. Sitting there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then he left... You know, because...
Brilliant, I didn't know that.
He left, like, quite
but
early.
It even, like, when Not Like Us first came out, right, I was obsessed with... because like all over my TikTok and all that, it was just people listening, like famous kind of streamers or whatever, like listen to it for the first time and just seeing their reaction to the various lines, been like, oh, like that was all great. But then people were breaking it down and it's like, oh, it goes even deeper. They were breaking down like, okay, what this means is that, what this means, even little lines like where he's like, I'm the one that upped the score with him. And it's like, his last song was in the key of A, and this song was in the key of B. Like, he literally upped the score and made this all in the key of B. And there's all these different little, like, I mean, talk about Easter eggs layers, or whatever. Like, it's got layers on layers. And like, loads of stuff I still don't even get, but.
And like the Serena Williams thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, you know, she.
Crip walked?
Yeah, she crip walked, and they were like, I can't believe, like, Drake is still in her head, rent free.
What?
Yeah, because, like.
Did she go out with Drake or something?
He was like, I don't know if she went out with him, but he was like trying to slide in her DMs and stuff like that. Like, there's a whole thing. And then, like, excuse me, but she crip walked when she won at Wimbledon.
Right.
And it was
and she's from Compton.
Yeah, like, and it was like, I can't believe she did that. Unbelievable. And it's like, he has this massive platform for her to be like, you can go and do that there. Yeah. And also to stick it to Drake as well.
And she's mentioned in the song, you better not speak on Serena. Yeah, like, and like, she's from Compton, Kendrick's from Compton. He's a king of Compton, really, now. And then, you know, I mean, like, says white Irish father of two.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, the fact that it's like, you know, there's been lawsuits threatened and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm still going to fucking do it, you know. I'm still going to do it. You're not going to stop me from doing it.
It's, you know, like, I got really into rap in around like 2017, 2018, whereas previously it had all been like old school, West Coast, or, you know, all this like 90s stuff. And I didn't really like modern rap. And then they were playing it. Yeah. And then they were playing a lot of rap in jiu-jitsu. And I guess I associated my love of jiu-jitsu with the love of this music. Like, hey, I feel good when this is playing.
Yeah.
And then so I got into a bunch of different stuff. And even then I was like, as soon as I heard like Kendrick stuff, I was like, oh, that's like miles above what anyone else is doing. Like, it's such a stark like level, you know.
There's,
I
mean, something about the song, like every time I hear it, like, but even the way, like, the voice he's doing in the song,
yeah,
because like it's not like the Kendrick that I would listen to before.
Yeah,
it's different. It's
like every song he adopts this, like, there's certain
new persona
songs,
or something.
And
like,
there's certain songs on like Damn and a few other ones where like he kind of plays this like nervous, like and he's like, that's his voice for the whole song. Yeah. And then there's other ones where he's like completely just like, you know, like going mad. Like there's a song on the new album called TV Off. I don't know if you might have heard little snippets of it. You know that, if you ever hear it, like bing bop boom bop bing bop bing. Anyway, that's like it's like a meme that's gone around. But there's a guy called Mustard, you know, where he's like Mustard on the beat, you know. Yeah. There's a bit in the song where he just shouts Mustard and it goes on for ages, like, and that became like a meme in itself and all this. But like, just, he just seems to just do what he wants, like, you know what I mean.
Now, did you know that he has a movie coming out this summer?
No.
Kendrick, guess who he's doing the movie with?
Who? Not PTA or something?
No. This is way more your speed.
Oh,
it's your boy Trey and Matt.
What?
The lads from South Park.
Yeah, what? Why? What?
They're doing a movie together. And it's about...
What's it about?
A guy... It's about slavery.
Okay.
It's like a satirical comedy and about slavery. He's the star of it.
Wow.
And like Trey Parker's directing it.
Movie or show?
Movie.
Wow.
And it's like about a guy... I don't know if he works at like an old-timey theme park. And then it turns out like... He plays a slave in the theme park. And then it turns out his white girlfriend... Her parents or her grandparents were the slave owners of his descendants.
Oh, right.
So, like, it's going to be pretty funny.
I have every confidence that he combined with them, like, both of them,
put your hands together.
Yeah. Like, you know, they wouldn't get together unless they thought they had something good. Yeah. And two, even if they had something shit, I would trust them to turn it into something good. You know what I mean?
It has me excited for a comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because where's that been the last 20 years?
Did you get what I sent you?
Sure did.
Did you watch it?
I saw the trailer, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, it looked good.
It's the trailer for apparently the best comedy in the last 10 years.
I was thinking when I read that, it was like the only comedy in the last 10 years, but still.
It's the A24 movie called Friendship.
Now, is it pronounced A24 or A24?
Whatever.
Because I don't know.
I don't mind.
Okay. All right.
And it's starring Paul Rudd and my boy.
Tim Robinson, is that his name? And I did get I Love You Man vibes from the trailer, and then I seen a thing. It's I Love You Man for sickos.
Guess who put that pull quote there?
Who?
David Ehrlich. It's all coming together, Andy. I don't know what it is about this trailer, man. I've watched it like 3 or 4 times.
Mm.
I'm pumped because...
I'll watch it.
It's just... There's the bit where they all start singing.
Yeah.
And the face Tim Robinson
yeah.
has, he's like, when he's like looking around me like, huh? Like,
yeah.
What's this? And then like
oh, what are
then
we doing here?
The song kind of continues for the rest of the trailer.
Yeah.
And it gets more and more... Not deranged,
yeah.
but like... amped up or like you know it's like oh we're losing control here a little bit
yeah.
like you know
this thing like when I was watching the trailer and I seen because it's A24 I'm like okay well where's the twist gonna be like is it gonna be like it starts out as a buddy comedy and then it turns sinister Tim Robinson turns into a psycho or something and I thought like is it still gonna be a comedy or is it are they gonna say oh actually it's a horror
I think it's
but it still seems to be very much a comedy but just like
a cable guy or
yeah.
Observe and Report
yeah, yeah,
or something
yeah.
that's like like, do you remember what Observe and Report?
I think I've seen it, yeah.
That Seth Rogen mall cop
oh,
movie.
Oh, no, I didn't, actually.
It's good. It's like
I heard it was shit at the time, but
yeah.
now, looking
if
back
you
at
go
it
back
now,
at
it's
it,
funny.
Like, there's some, like, the whole thing is he's trying to catch somebody who's just flashing his dick all the time.
Oh, right.
And he kind of, like, he's on meds that if he doesn't take them, he goes crazy.
Oh,
it's,
right.
So, like, him and, like, Danny McBride, it's, like, by those guys that,
oh,
like,
right.
Jody Hill, Danny McBride.
Jonah Hill.
Jody
Hill.
Yeah.
Who's Jody Hill?
He's the guy that works with Danny McBride. They do like...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jonah Hill. I'm like, you've
messed
up
here. This
guy's
lost his marbles.
You've messed up here.
Yeah. Like those guys, they all like live together in Carolina. They do.
Right.
They did Eastbound and Down, Vice Principals.
Oh, okay.
All, they have their own little cottage community. That was one of the movies they made. And it was like, this is going to be like...
And why did it tank at the time? Just because Paul Blart was out and
I think,
people
and
had their fill of mall cops?
Like dark and like people were like... Oh, like this is fucked up, man. It's you know, it's
yeah.
not. It's not like a crowd pleasing comedy.
Like,
that,
like something you could take your kids to, like
it's
Paul Blart.
It's Paul Blart for the sickos, like
yeah.
you know, like that's what it was. And so it seems like it's going to be in that vein. Like just even like Tim Robinson being like, "You gave me too much access, too much.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
need
yeah.
boundaries or
yeah,
whatever."
Yeah.
That kind of shit I fucking love. Where it's like,
yeah,
you're in the wrong. Where you're blaming somebody else and
you're
funny, you sound funny, you look
it.
Funny, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, it definitely got, like, I was thinking when I was watching it, I'm like, oh, good. Like, because even though, like, I didn't watch a lot of I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, I mean, I'm back on. I've watched it, like, twice over in the last few weeks.
But it looked like, oh, this is the perfect thing for him. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
it's like, it looks quite, I Think You Should Leave. Mixed with I Love You Man.
I don't know if he wrote it. I didn't actually check up on that, but
looks like
I'd imagine that he'd have some hand
yeah,
in it because
yeah.
like Conor O'Malley is also in it.
Isn't
like,
it mad how he's kind of become like the guy, Tim Robinson, for like really only being in this. I haven't seen him in other stuff.
He was a writer on Saturday Night Live.
Was he?
And then there was a show called Detroiters that like him and his best buddy, Sam Richardson, they're from Detroit. They wrote it themselves. It was on Comedy Central. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
They're like a local ad exec.
Yeah.
So like for local businesses, you come and pitch them or they pitch you, we'll make an ad for you. And it's all these crazy businesses. They get up to all sorts of stuff.
Nice.
It's very good. He's kind of been around the comedy sphere for
oh,
a while,
right.
but like, I Think You Should Leave was like the thing that was like, oh,
it
Netflix.
Propelled him. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
even like he had that, you know, the way they did the characters on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
That
was good as well.
His episode is fucking brilliant. Like,
yeah.
The whole lady look.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then he's like, put it all on black.
Yeah.
He's like
yeah.
red. Like, oh no, I'm a dead man.
He's just got one. I don't know if it's like the fact that his eyes are a little close together or something.
And
like,
they kind of go
yeah,
away from each other.
He's just got to kind of, are we really seriously?
Where,
you know,
he's like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 0 to 100.
Well, I'm glad that comedy is, well, and of course A24 are going to be the ones to.
But like, I was thinking
like
about
that's
it.
Even, like that's a new weird thing. Comedy, like that's their new shtick. You know
there
what
was
I mean?
Like a Will Ferrell comedy that came out on Prime Video with like Reese Witherspoon.
Really?
Yeah. About somebody double booked weddings. I'm like,
where was this?
It's just straight to Prime Video. Like came out last week.
or Kinda Pregnant on Netflix. I guess that's a comedy.
Fuck off.
Didn't even see, I didn't see 1 second of the trailer. I just seen the thumbnail and I was like, nope.
There was a thing where it was like, because all the shit going on in America, and it was like, dropping tomorrow. Like, and it was like somebody just quoted, like, haven't we suffered enough? Amy Schumer, that's one of the biggest, like.
What's the story with her?
Oh.
What's her deal?
Blow, like, I was like, she's the new queen of comedy to actually.
Actually, we hate her.
Yeah.
Why is that, like?
Very.
Just not
pro.
Funny? Oh, like.
Israel? I don't want to say pro Jewish. But, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like kind of in your face with that stuff. Right. And people were like, all right, like.
American,
but that was a few years before.
Do you know,
it's all like, gone crazy over there again. Like,
I feel I have a barrier in my mind to American comedy. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's my barrier to, like, someone was only asking me today, "Do you like SNL?" I was like, "No," or like, you know, or those SNL type movies, or I think you should leave, like, stuff. And like, it's not that they're all the same.
I wouldn't lump that.
No,
in
I
there.
Know that's what I mean. Like, it's not that they're all the same, but I feel like I've mentally got. Like an American, an anti-American bias for comedy.
But yet you love It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe I'm talking such shite.
No, but I get, like, because, but It's Always Sunny.
There's a certain, I don't
it's
know.
It's Always Sunny is like the new counterculture comedy.
Yeah, like that seems quite anti-American comedy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
Because it's like, it doesn't give two fucks about anything.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to do, like. Here's, I was watching It's Always Sunny the other day, and it was like the episode where Dee goes back, she's pregnant, and she goes to like teach in school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I am shattered to pieces.
Here I come, Dee. <It's> like,
she's like, are you acting like, no, you bitch.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, great. And then the next episode is like Lethal Weapon 5. Like, gone.
Gone, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, why is it gone? It's like, oh, the blackface.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Just put a disclaimer.
Just put a disclaimer. That's all I
trigger
want.
Trigger warning.
Don't, like, what, like, are we such babies that you like, no, you can't see this.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, this is so bad. You can't see this. It's like, just put little, some stuff may find offensive or, like, whatever, you know, looking back at it. If, even if they want to go real, you know, almost apologize, fine. Just do that.
They do not reflect the views of Netflix.
Yeah, or,
you know, whatever,
yeah.
like.
And, you know, in hindsight.
Netflix didn't make it, you know, they're just showing it.
Yeah. And so, but to be like, nope, we're pulling that, and we're pulling the other one.
My favorite one, the gas, the door to door gas, my favorite
fucking
episode.
Great one. Another one I didn't even know existed. I was saying to you, D-Day, she has her own, like Mac Day, just never even heard about it. It's like, oh, okay.
Why was that? Because of blackface as well?
I think there's some sort of, it's some equally like.
Where can you get it?
I just downloaded, I just torrented it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. I'll find it.
It's pretty good. I liked it. Hey, can I switch gears with you here, Terry?
Yeah. Can I just quickly?
There we go.
I want to talk about two movies.
Movie? Oh, fuck's sake.
Really, really. Kidding. 2 seconds.
All right,
one movie.
Oh, yeah. Give me one.
Because it's a horror.
Okay. Now you're talking my language.
You might. Maybe not your speed of horror.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Well, you like The Witch.
Loved it.
But you didn't see any of his other movies after that.
No, right. But they shouldn't hold that against me.
Okay.
You've seen one, liked one.
Robert Eggers.
100% success rate.
Nosferatu.
Oh, I would like to see it. I know, I actually know, I didn't see a trailer. I actually know nothing about it. I just know it's the original Dracula looking.
Yeah,
dude.
it's different.
Yeah.
Like, it looks different to the Nosferatu from SpongeBob, say.
From SpongeBob?
Yeah, where he's like, who's flicking the lights? And it's like, Nosferatu. And it's like, ooh, you know, or Fast Show.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, he's coming, Paul.
3:30 at Chepstow.
This movie has Nicholas Holt in it.
Like, oh yeah, Mr. fucking vampire. He's always in vampire shit.
He I guess it's Dracula before Dracula, or it's they didn't have the rights to Dracula, like the original one didn't have the rights to Bram Stoker's Dracula.
So they used the 1920s Nosferatu.
No, like that's what Nosferatu was.
Yeah.
You know, they came up, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing Whatever. There. Like, the movie is good, very good.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it'll be to your taste, pace maybe.
Why do you say that?
It's like The
Slow?
Witch. It's like The Witch, you know, it takes its time, but it's good. Like,
if it's good and creepy.
It's creepy.
I'm not necessarily after the big blah.
It looks fucking incredible. Like,
is it black and white?
No, but like the blues, the dark red, like when you're there, you're like.
Visceral.
yeah, and I saw Scorsese on it. Was like, I felt like I was in Germany or whatever like that, where it's set. And I was like, yeah, you do feel like you're in fucking Transylvania or whatever like that. Like, and
let's see, where is it? Can I? Do you have to?
You'll get it if you have a box or whatever like that. Like, that's where I got it.
Did you bring my Comcast?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was gonna. Yes, gonna get you on there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn.
So fuck you. And it has my boy Willem Dafoe fucking tearing it up, man.
Brilliant.
I think he's 4 for 4, Eggers. Now, like,
oh yeah, what's he done? Which, what's he ever done?
The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
The Northman, and Nosferatu. The Northman you'd fucking love.
Oh yeah,
because Alexander Skarsgård, ripped to fuck.
Ooh.
Running around being like a Viking, killing people. And it's basically,
it's funny that that would work on me, like, perfectly straight.
But it's basically The Lion King as well. So
okay,
it's like Hamlet. It's based on the story that Hamlet, like, that Shakespeare adapted Hamlet to, like the Norse tale that he adapted Hamlet to. And then of course we all know that The Lion King is the modern day reimagining of Hamlet.
Imagine not knowing that.
Right. Okay.
What would you give it out of?
I think I gave it 4.
All right.
I gave 4 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Nice. You can find me over there at The Boy Toner, I think.
Or you can find him at The Boy Toner. T-H-A. Spelled ghetto style. And
That's a real, like, Bebo follow, like, over or whatever.
The Dog Pound. That's sort of like, you know, the East Side as.
Hey, you got a banger for me?
Yeah, 2 bangers, Terry.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm loving these 2 a week, by the way.
It was just, I'll explain all after this hilarious jingle.
Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me?
Ooh, woo! Boom. Okay, so cards on the table, Terry. It was a tie situation, so they won't all be 2.
It's neck and neck.
But I thought, I gave them 4 options on the Patreon. If you were a beloved patron, you'd know all about it. I gave them Zap and Roger. I was hoping they'd pick that. Luckily, they didn't. The best Blink-182 song you've never heard, the best System of a Down song you've never heard, or the best Bruno Mars song you've never heard. And System of a Down and Blink-182 came joint top.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, first one was the Blink one. Now, I know you're not a Tomsman, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to hit him with some Matt Skiba era Blink. From 2016's California.
That's what I was missing. 2016 Blink. So who's the lineup in this?
It's
one?
Mark Hobbs, Travis Barker, and Alkaline Trio's Matt Skiba.
They're just
what a fucking dream.
Making people up at this stage.
And I think personally, I think it's the best single that they've had in 20 years. What do you think? Bored to Death is the name of it. Here's the song. Don't say it yet, Terry. Here's the song, and then I'm gonna let you folks enjoy it at home, and then we'll hear how much Terry enjoyed it. What do you think?
You know what? It started off and I was like, oh, it's like a bit of Feeling This.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, it's a bit of Adam's song. Like the, you know, like the.
There's an echo calling out.
Just
for
the pure guitar. And like.
Yeah.
And then I'm like.
Blink sound, yeah.
And yeah. And then I'm like. oh, just
did
sad.
Did you not think the fucking.
But when it got to the bit. Right before the chorus, what's it like?
It's a long way back.
I was like, hey,
70.
I'm in. And then,
yeah.
it's like, oh. Like,
save your breath.
No, and then it's like, life's too short to
last long.
Terrible, terrible lyric.
I wanted to give you the proviso. I'm like, the lyrics are dog shit, but the song, the tune, the melody is good.
And like, there was like 10 seconds 3 times in the song that was good. And I was like, oh, it's a long way. And I was like, yes, yes. Oh.
Here we go. Oh.
Yeah.
What did you think of Matt Skiba as a singer in the band? Do you think he sounds better than Tom? Would you have? Would even though you think Tom probably sounds like shit and you're more of a marksman anyway, would you? If I gave you the option right now, go into your head,
Matt or Tom? Completely unremarkable. So Tom.
Okay. I'll uncock it. Thank you. Right answer.
Sit down. We okay. made it, Glenn.
So you didn't like that one?
No.
Okay.
I've just... You can keep trying. You can keep trying at me.
Hey, it's not me. It's, the folks, it's folks at home. Now, the whole point is that I'm trying to give you stuff that you normally wouldn't.
100%.
Like you're doing with me in movies. Yeah. So like I was thinking, I was sitting there. That's why I was so fucking late putting the poll up. Because I was like... Okay, well, like, because all the good shit, like, you also like. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to think, what do I like that he doesn't like? You know what I mean?
Emo.
How can I get him in? Well, before emo options next week, folks.
Try to go back to the 80s or something.
But I've got some, let's just say I've got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Okay, great.
The second option was...
I think just to whip Link.
Oh, yeah, please.
I think I'm done with them.
Do you think?
I think I'm done with them. Like, even... Blink 182.
That breaks my heart.
Like, that had me listen to that. I'm like, I actually wish I'd go back and listen to Blink 182.
Actual Blink 182.
No, the album Blink 182.
You wanted to go back and listen to that?
And I don't. That's like.
And you don't even like that?
Yeah, I don't even like that. And I'm like, I think I want to listen to that now compared to this.
Do you know what? I'd love to just
lock you in a room.
Block out
all the windows. You know, have a strobe light on and just play it for 24 hours straight and then see what you're like afterwards.
I was gonna pick a song from Neighborhoods from 2011 because it actually has one of my favorite Blink ones on that, but I was like, you know what, I think he'll appreciate, at least I wanted you to hear a bit of Matt Skiba Blink, you know what I mean. I prefer Tom, obviously he's my guy, but anyway, next up was System of a Down. So folks, I'm gonna play the song and we're gonna come back and see what he thought of it. If I can predict what you thought of this, okay, I'm going to say you hated parts of it and absolutely loved parts of it.
I fucking loved it,
Andy.
Yes! I don't know if it's just listen to it after Blink, but I'm like, let's fucking
they
go.
Take me away from the strangest place.
It hit me.
It goes all like kind of like...
Ska as well.
Yeah,
like, you know, oh, that was good.
Yes.
I like a bit of ska. It spoke to me about, you know, being on the radio.
Yeah,
of course, you know.
Hey, man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the radio.
I think I quite like System of a Down.
Yeah.
But I've never jumped in 2 feet, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, anytime you've given me System of a Down to listen to, I'm like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
What am I
mean, they're fucking great.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What am I missing? Like, why am I...
Why am I
why
so
haven't
hesitant?
Why haven't I dove in?
A full album... is still brilliant.
Do they have a greatest hits?
I mean, Toxicity, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be blasphemy. Sorry, Neil. But, I mean, they've got...
He's right outside.
I'm, like, I personally kind of... only kind of had taken my toes out of the water around the time of that song that I sent you. So, like, I was very familiar with Toxicity and I was very familiar with the one before it. And...
So familiar, you can't remember its name.
I know. But, Toxicity was really the one that I like played on repeat, start to finish for years. But that's great.
I had a lot of fun with this, and it was like I listened to it like 3 times.
Yes, Terry.
And like I was just like,
you fucking got him.
I like a song that can, you know, drop a kind of genre change.
Yeah,
and then have no problem like switching it back up.
It's kind of like,
and
it
like
goes,
you don't feel jarred. I'm like, yeah, let's go. We're going back here again.
I don't know if this is a PC term, but like it kind of goes gypsy-esque. Do you know what I mean? Like, after the big heavy bit, is that okay to
say? Elaborate on that. What do you mean? Like,
the, where it goes, it's like, Danny and Lisa, bum, 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 take me away from... Bum,
polka.
Bum, bum, polka, that's the word I'm looking for. Is gypsy a...
Gypsy, I don't know. It's
can
like,
I say that anymore? Have I shown my...
Yeah, I mean, they don't call them gypsies. The Roma community is what they call them, I guess.
Oh, I didn't even know. Right. I'm so ignorant on this. I don't
you
know.
Can, no, don't even blurb it out, but... polka, yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, polka, that's what I'm thinking. But there's
Gus
a certain
no,
but there's a certain
would have been proud of that song.
There was a oh, you know what? I'll save it for the next bangers for Terry.
Absolutely.
So you say it's one of two then.
Yeah, this
great.
Week. Yeah.
Fucking same. Yes, folks.
Same as last week.
Yeah.
I think 1.5 cuz I have been listening to that Dochi song and or it's been coming on after I've been listening to Not Like Us.
Yeah.
And I still stand by it. It still irritates me.
There's a few other ones on that album you might like.
Maybe I'll go
with
that. But like the bit where she's like, oopsie, made a...
Oopsie.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, let's just stick with this.
It's a
like,
flow. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Flow to it, like.
It is flowing.
Yeah. It's like the whole bit. It's like, did me dirtier than laundry and, you know, all this sort of stuff. I like it. Anyway, but anyway, next up.
I will say it's been successful enough the last 2 weeks. First week.
It was the first week.
First week was like the Taking Back Sunday.
Brand new feud. Yeah. Which it was really more like you needed to know that. You know what I mean? That wasn't even about what's the song. Like I just needed to educate you.
You needed me to know. Yeah. I didn't need to know.
I had
you
some,
needed me
to
know
the way like when you asked me what did you think of a movie and I say I liked it. And even if I say I don't like it, but the fact that I'm talking to you about something that you love, I'm like, that's even enough.
It's
like
the face of somebody who's getting off.
Yeah, just hearing you talk about, hearing you say Brand New and Taken Back Sunday a bunch of times and talking about various lyrics in it, I'm like, oh, he said that bit in the song. Yes. Like worlds are colliding.
All right, okay.
All right, now I've got something for you, Terry.
Yeah, I feel like you know, normally we a little peek behind the curtain here, folks.
Nothing there.
Yeah. I don't know what's coming next.
This is the Terry Cup. Okay.
Oh.
Or the TT Cup.
Mm.
Or the something.
I like the TT Cup.
TT Cup. It was actually recommended by our music man, Neil Murray Music, who does our theme tune. And he said it was an idea he'd been kind of knocking around where basically he gave me a couple of suggestions. I think I might have taken one of them and the rest I've come up with myself.
Okay.
But basically, I'm pitting your favourite things against each other in a round... Is it a round robin format? It's a knockout.
No, round robin is like a league.
Okay, no, yeah. It's a knockout, right? So we're straight into the last 16.
Okay.
And I've got some things and I want you to say... I'm going to give you some options and I want you... No, it's not going to be like PTA or Spielberg. They're going to be totally different things.
Thank God.
Okay? So... Whew.
I tell you, I'm back on my Spielberg bullshit. I'm going through his, that's my beloved blank check are doing early Spielberg.
Mm.
And
they do, what's that one that we saw?
Duel? Yes,
yeah.
They did, yeah.
Hey,
fucking good movie.
You must be loving it. You must be loving listening to these movie podcasts, huh?
happy as a clam. But I stuck on Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's on all four.
Oh, yeah.
Less than 2 hours. I was like, oh, this is a 2.5 hour epic. Like, 1:45.
The way it should
and it just,
be.
And it just is like, oh, this is just efficient, perfect.
That's called good storytelling. That's what that is.
He's the master.
And a lot of, every movie in the last 20 years could learn a little thing or two about storytelling, okay?
All right.
Okay. So, first round.
Jeez.
You have to, and now, when I say you have to choose, right, so the first one is The Divine Comedy.
Okay.
Or winning the... that trophy that you won for San Marino when you were a manager. So if whatever you pick, the other thing is erased from existence. You know
from
what I mean?
Existence?
Yeah,
or
never happened. Divine Comedy. If you pick the other thing, Divine Comedy, you never heard them. Or if you pick Divine Comedy, you never won.
I'm going to go with Divine Comedy.
So you pick. That's what you prefer.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
because,
that.
Because
selfless. You know?
Yeah, you know. I'll stick on some Divine Comedy. Make me feel good.
It lasts longer.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I actually never think about those things.
I should have picked a different thing. Okay. Okay. Next.
My football accomplishments in the bin.
That's very humble of you, if I may say. Okay.
Ian Kendrick, man.
Option two. the Mission Impossible franchise, or Gene Hackman.
Oh, you said they were going to be completely different.
They are.
That's both film.
Technically, but they're different.
Oh, man. Oh.
So you got Mission Impossible franchise. That's what, 8 now movies?
Seven.
Gonna
be 8 in the summer.
But also going with that is your rekindled love for Tom Cruise. Not that it was ever de-kindled.
No.
And Gene Hackman. Well, he's Gene Hackman, isn't he?
Can we come back to this one? Can we come back to this one?
Okay. Next one.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That's fucking
Seinfeld.
Okay.
Or your favorite sandwich. Or no, just sandwiches.
Ah, here.
I'm trying to make it hard.
That's completely unfair.
Seinfeld or sandwiches is the question.
Sandwiches.
Oh,
I'm not happy about it. Let me tell you.
He's picking with his, picking with his belly.
If it was my favorite sandwich, I would have went with Seinfeld. Because I got I got reserves.
Yeah, you got you got B sandwiches, C sandwiches. Yeah.
Sandwiches in general is my favorite food. I can't live without sandwiches.
That's the whole point. I'm trying to pick your favorite stuff.
Are you tell me I'm never going to have a peanut sandwich again?
A peanut sandwich? Fuck off.
Just on the, you know, a little snack on the go.
Oh.
Butter some bread.
I keep forgetting that, actually.
Butter some bread. Throw some peanuts on.
I mean, it's peanut butter. It's right there.
No, I hate peanut butter. Peanut butter. Well, peanut on buttered bread.
That is perverse.
That's perverse.
All right. Well, next round.
That doesn't exist.
Man United or movies?
Movies.
Quick one. If I'd have asked you 10 years ago.
Too much heartache involved. 20 years ago, yeah. I would have been Man United.
Okay. Next one. Your vinyl collection or your t-shirt collection?
T-shirt collection.
Okay. Next one. Whiskey or fillet steaks?
Whiskey.
Okay.
I always got my other steaks. I got my ribeyes.
Should have just said steaks.
No,
it's fine. Next one. Your morning Coke.
Okay.
Or PTA?
PTA.
Okay. Next.
I always have morning Lucozade, Andy.
Oh, you've got too many reserves. I should have made this more absolute. All right. And then the penultimate one. Wrestling or this podcast?
The podcast.
Nice. I like how quick you answered that. Don't feel obligated now to say it if something better comes up, which I know you would.
Yeah.
And then back to Mission Impossible or Gene Hackman. Dead air.
I guess Mission Impossible.
Yes. Gene Hackman's
You're
up that,
loving
that age
this.
Now. Yeah, get rid of him.
No.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, I'm with you on. Gene Hackman is some other thing that you're into that I'm not into. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. All right. So that brings us to the quarterfinals.
Okay.
All right. So now we have Divine Comedy and the Mission Impossible franchise.
Mission Impossible.
Okay. Next up, we have movies versus. Was it Seinfeld?
No.
Yeah. Big Seinfeld?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, you pick.
Movies.
Movies are sandwiches.
Movies.
Ooh, sandwiches are gone, folks.
Oh, man.
Torturous stuff. Next.
This stinks. This is total BS.
Next, your. Oh, shit. What did I say? What did you say between t-shirts or vinyl?
T-shirts.
T-shirts or. Whiskey? I'm confusing myself.
Yeah, t-shirts.
T-shirts or whiskey, Terry. I'll have to hurry you, Terry.
T-shirts.
T-shirts,
Frick.
So whiskey's gone?
Yeah.
Ooh, dear. Well, I'm sure you'll get solace in some of those.
I'll have a vodka Lucozade instead.
I won't be happy about
my
it.
Cokes are gone.
Man, that is tart. Next, PTA or this podcast? No judgment here, whatever you pick. I won't feel offended. The listeners might, but. It's going to be. Yes. Or let me sleep on it. Andy, let me sleep on it.
This podcast, I think you're putting the podcast on is a bit unfair.
You think that's just going to trump a lot of things?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what about, no, we're too late now. We're too late down the rabbit hole.
Just saying.
Okay, well, it's the first time we're trying this. Yeah. Okay,
I can't wait to do your one.
I'm trying to think of 16 fucking things that Terry likes. Yeah, I'm putting the effort in here.
Yeah, okay,
right?
All right.
Excuse me. Sorry, I came in hot there. Okay, so you go for the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, we're down to the semis.
You were.
So we have, I can't remember anything that you picked. Okay, out of
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible you still have. And Divine Comedy?
No.
Mission Impossible.
Andy! Mission Impossible movies.
Mission Impossible
t-shirt
are movies. Mission
and
Impossible.
Podcast.
Mission Impossible are movies was the next
movies, because Mission Impossible.
Well, that's just how it worked out.
Yeah. All right. So if I pick Mission Impossible, all other movies are gone.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or if I pick movies, just Mission Impossible is gone.
Yeah.
Movies.
Okay. I mean, who knew movies would get this far? And then we have this podcast and your t-shirt collection.
The podcast.
All right. And in the final...
movies.
You son of a bitch. Why do I fucking put movies?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
That trumps everything. This whole thing is movies. I was, and
you
what,
should
I,
have been, look, great
please,
idea.
Please.
Great idea.
Feedback welcome.
A bit more granular on some of them. I know you're trying to be absolute.
Yeah.
But like...
I'm trying to make it hard. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe
the podcast is a tough one because it is like my favorite thing to do in real life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, likewise.
But maybe like if you threw like Astro, playing Astro in there, you know, would have been.
That like, would have shaken things up a little bit.
Or, it is, again, this is just, you know, feedback, you know.
Yeah, sorry,
it's a compliment.
I take
sandwich.
It constructively. Fucking prick.
I like the Mission Impossible Gene Hackman is a very good one.
All
tough.
Right.
That was tough.
See, now I was considering doing like a movie one and a TV one, but I kind of liked the randomness of the, you know, pairing your t-shirt collection with your morning coke or something like
that.
Yeah, you
know, no, that's good.
Trying to keep it personal to you and your lifestyle.
Yeah. t-shirt one was tough to let go.
So maybe we'll pick this up again as Neil suggested.
Absolutely.
Or we can switch it up, or folks, if you have some sort of tournament style thing that we can do.
Sandwiches as well.
I know, right?
Fucking kill your darlings.
That's hard to give up on, right?
Yeah. What's your favorite sandwich?
My favorite sandwich. I think I'm pretty basic, like
ham and cheese?
No, not that basic.
No.
Like chicken. You know.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Like a chicken breast sandwich?
Yeah.
Like if you're making a sandwich at home.
If I'm making a sandwich at home.
Is like chicken pieces?
I'd have chicken pieces, or I'd break up like a breaded chicken fillet.
And do you cook
stick
it?
Stick that in. Yeah.
And break it up. Okay. Yeah.
And then I put it in, and then I would toast the sandwich, probably in the oven.
Hmm.
And I put cheese and mayo and maybe rocket, jalapenos, something like sauce, something like that.
So much going on there in a small sandwich.
Yeah.
It's too much, Andy.
You want to know you're eating. What do you do?
It's too much.
Mr. Peanut / Butter. What do you do?
So if I'm doing chicken breasts.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how I'm feeling, I'll toast it.
Yeah.
Maybe put a bit of butter, cheese.
Yeah, well, obviously you got to have butter.
Some sauce.
What kind of sauce?
Anything from barbecue.
Okay.
That whatever. What's that bowl?
Oh, the hot sauce thing?
No, there's a bull barbecue sauce. It tastes like McDonald's barbecue sauce. Oh. I can't think of the name of it.
Tell me that one.
And then, or, you know,
yeah,
maybe
barbecue would be good.
The,
it's kind of too much.
No.
Hmm.
Maybe some Y-R. Or some secret sauce.
So horribly working class.
Some secret sauce. I'm big into my secret sauce.
The Eddie Rocket secret sauce?
Yeah.
Terry. Oh, what a discovery in Dunn's.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it's gone within 3 days in my house.
Did you get the blue cheese as well?
I have tried the blue cheese. It wasn't a patch on the secret sauce.
Well, the blue cheese is good if you're having like wangs. You know, if you're having wangs at home,
big
you get
wangs.
your blue cheese in there and give it a. They actually go better than the secret sauce.
I would only really have blue cheese with wangs.
Yeah, but you know, it actually works well with chips and stuff as well.
Oh, but that's
but it's expensive.
Sauce.
That's the thing. The secret sauce. You go broke. You'll go broke. Spend your money on it.
And I also, I'm a fan of the Nando's
Perinaise. You've mentioned that before, yeah.
Mild or hot. I don't discriminate. But I think that's probably all the time we have for this week.
Yeah.
Folks, but if you're thinking, what the hell? We got a Patreon episode that we've also released this very week. Probably already out.
Yeah, should be.
We're coming to the end of our heist series. We have two to go. We're about to talk about Out of Sight, the Clooney Lopez joint. And but no, I've lost. I've lost all. This isn't how we normally get to here.
1998 sexy movie.
Yeah,
from Steven Soderbergh, starring George Clooney, Jennifer Lopez. Out of Sight. It's a good time. You can get access to that for the low, low fee of €5 a month by doing that, signing up to the Patreon. By the way, I meant to say this all the time. You sign up, leave whenever, you know. So sign up.
Excuse me?
You can listen to whatever. And if you can't afford it, you can leave whenever. Yeah.
Sorry. We didn't actually discuss this. That does not go for both of us. If you're in, you're in. Okay? There is no way out. It's like being made. All right? It's like you're in the mafia now when you're with us. Okay? There is no out.
Okay.
This is just your life now. Okay?
So, but, you know, and also I want to thank everybody who signs up there, because it really does help us stay, you know, fan-funded. No ads.
Hell yeah.
Here, you know?
So much we'd love ads.
No, but I was thinking about it. I'm actually glad that we, you know, haven't gone down that route.
Oh, yeah.
Of chasing it, because I like, you know, having a... I listen to podcasts these days. There's too many fucking ads.
Yes.
Too many ads.
It's refreshing, if anything. Yeah. And I tell you, you've dug us out of a couple of holes financially as well. I'm just talking about myself here.
But did my kids through college.
Literally.
But yeah, you get access to a ton of back catalogue good stuff there. We got our What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About It, Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, a catalogue curated by Mr. Cantwell.
I don't like the way you say that every time. Yeah. Like it's a subpar one. Well, don't judge us.
It's just different. It's just different. That's all. And we got What's So Great About Big Willie Slops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. And then we also just did our What's So Great About Tony Scott miniseries. A bunch of good stuff there. Then we also have a bunch of episodes that are kind of like this. A bunch of top fives. We got Perfect Day. The Dream Festivals. You know,
we pitch each other movie ideas. It's a good time.
Yeah. Gets loopy. It's fun.
Yeah. Check us out there. And if they don't want to do that, what else can they do for a start?
Well, they can give us a rating and review. Now, Andy,
yeah,
did you know that the Super Bowl halftime show was apparently viewed by 135 million viewers? Now,
I don't think it goes up that high.
Well, I don't want 135 million star review. That'd be goddamn insanity.
What do you want?
I want a 5-star review.
Yes.
And that is how you do that.
Brilliant. You still got it, folks.
Even if I'm bunged up.
Anyway, we're going to go record our Patreon episode now. For the rest of you freeloaders, we'll be back next week.
But if you're behind the paywall, we got a lovely treat for you coming your way.
I think we pushed it too hard. All right, we'll see you. Rockin' out, I'm a
Danny.